The Devil in the Details, or What the Hell Have I Been Inventing Anyways? I fear the only thing exciting about this particular text is its title. But if you care to hear what programmers sound like without getting into too much detail, stay and listen for a minute or a half. My invention. You know Windows that you have on your desktop computer? I connected them with wires that represent data flow and exchange. This means that an application that snaps photos or records videos from a webcam is instantly useful because you can wire it to a gallery program. Furthermore, in my program, all applications on the desktop are editable and composed in a visual programming language. It is just more boxes connected with wires. Though a level beneath that, there is actual code in a code editor box. But that rarely needs to be edited, as it just sets up components that you then connect together with lines on an abstraction layer above. I very quickly solved the only problem these types of systems suffer from. My program is not necessary when running applications that it makes. These wired windows on a desktop that I describe are just a first layer of a two-layer integrated development environment. You can drop in a webcam or a security system video feed and take snaps of that and have a little gallery and manage all the files there. But the actual applications that my system focuses on are standard application designers where you can make windows, forms, databases, wikis, even games by just visually dragging and dropping things together. Then, when you are all done setting up your system, you click a Generate Code button, and all these friendly user interfaces emit a bunch of folders with code that then you can run in a web browser or a web browser-based application window on your desktop. So I am inventing a very powerful code generator with a visual programming language user interface that encompasses more than just connecting boxes together, but also things like spreadsheets, drag and drop UI and even game builders, and user firewalls and system databases. I wish this was more exciting, but I am just taking the best ideas and putting them into a single integrated program that combines them together and generates code. It is not possible to make that exciting or even interesting, though I really enjoy working on it. To give you a tiny example, if you have a spreadsheet with a list of fields for a survey form, you can send those same fields to multiple drag-and-drop builders. A user interface builder, a database scheme generator, an admin backend builder and user manager, a programmer interface builder or API, and many other things. One little spreadsheet window, making all these different builders come alive with things that need attention or that can be configured prior to the final code generation. Lots of crazy and interesting things are possible here as well. I want a series of standard projects that represent songs, and a whole bunch of classic game builders and designers that can make things like Frogger and Mario. I would like to capture fun ideas like HyperCard and zooming user interfaces, along with forgotten desktop ideas like drawers and floating icon bars and fancy graphics, maybe even 3D desktops. Here, I can get a feel for what their original inventors were seeing when initially sketching out these great ideas that are now mostly lost to history. There's also a business process builder in the works where people in a company get an inbox that they must interact with and then get sent instructions that they must follow. The business process is visually managed by a neat little graph that allows for putting the human in the programming circuit. The program execution will pause until an actual person or an AI verifies something by thinking about it and then clicks approved or denied. It is a small, but also a very broad program. As these things go, it took many years and will take several years more. I am currently at a point where I can replace the parts I programmed manually with their generated versions. And when this is done, I will be able to say that the program is written with itself.